It may take some doing for relations between Israel and Turkey to be repaired soon. There were large demonstrations in Istanbul today. About 10,000 Turks marched in protest from the Israeli consulate to a main square in the city. The BBC's Jonathan Head was there. Jonathan, tell us what you saw.
They were very angry, and there was a degree of shock, I think, too, about the numbers of casualties that took place. Now, you need to understand that in Turkey there's a fairly hard core of activists, the people, the very dedicated, very Islamic groups who were involved in this convoy, but a much wider band of public sympathy that exists across Turkey for the plight of Palestinians in Gaza. And so we did see significant numbers of people, several thousand, within just hours of the first news of this coming in.
And how many hours did these demonstrations last for, and did the people disperse peacefully?
They dispersed peacefully. They were fairly orderly. There's no obvious target. They went for the Israeli consulate in the morning, but that was well guarded by police in the very early hours of the morning. Then they gathered again in Taksim Square, which is where all big demonstrations take place. But in that square, it was very much about showing public feelings, not about attacking anyone. And in fact, the Turkish government has come out and urged people not to vent their anger against Israeli or Jewish targets. You remember huge numbers of Israeli tourists come to Turkey on holiday. This is one of the few Muslim countries they feel comfortable because of the traditional alliance between the two countries. The Jewish community, it's about 50,000 strong, is well-rooted. It's been here for hundreds of years, and they've come out and expressed their sorrow about the loss of life. So I don't think anyone's expecting that anger to be targeted against anyone, but there is a feeling that the country has to show a really united face against what Israel has done.
And yet Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan today accused Israel of state terrorism. Is that kind of strong reaction from the Turkish government going to calm the people, actually, or fan the flame some more?
Well, the government's well aware of the public mood, and the Prime Minister himself has a long track record of speaking out very, very angrily about the situation in Gaza. He feels it personally and very strongly, and has had a number of diplomatic spats with Israel already. Of course, this is new territory. We simply haven't had a crisis on this scale in their relations before. And what will be interesting to see is how far Turkey is willing now to show its displeasure beyond recalling its ambassador and downgrading military relations. There's a very strong commercial relationship between the countries. Trade's worth about $3 billion a year. I don't think they'll want to endanger that. They won't want to cut off relations altogether. But it's been a long trend. You've seen Turkey, the Turkey of the last few years, moving much closer to Iran, to Syria, to Russia, and saying openly that it no longer regards its relationship with Israel as so important that it can ignore the human rights situation that upset so many Turks.
I mean, Turkey's long been able to balance itself with a foot in the West and another in the East. But as you said, there's concern in Washington that Turkey, with this deal with Brazil to provide Iran with medical nuclear technology, that Turkey is tilting toward the East. What are officials saying in Istanbul about that?
Well, they've always insisted that their approach is the right one, that diplomacy can work with Iran, that they have to speak out much more strongly on the situation of the Palestinians, and that they should be able to do that while pursuing their membership of the European Union and maintaining their alliance with Washington. I think they're finding now that if you passionately pursue one line, you will have problems with the other. And we're seeing, I think, for the first time, Turkey's immensely ambitious new foreign policy starting to stumble. And with Israel now, it has a very serious diplomatic crisis that will require some extremely delicate handling by this government if the Turkish-Israeli relationship is not to collapse altogether.
The BBC's Jonathan Head in Istanbul. Thank you very much.
Thank you.